Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here's always my co-host,
Graham K. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Graham, how's it going? How's your week this week?
Pretty good. I have a really bad habit of asking people how they're doing on a one-way conversation, which is this podcast. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. I just got back from another trip. I'm home in New York for like 4 days, and I head out to Chicago. So it's good to be working a lot, but I'm very tired. I'm very tired, and I've been fighting a cold for about what feels like 10 years.
Yeah, traveling could take it out of you, huh?
Yeah, but everything's good, though.
Things, that's great. You
know, I'm excited for Chicago. I've never had deep dish pizza.
Ooh, get ready for some carbs.
I performed at Caroline's on Broadway last night. I was in Florida in the morning, landed, watched the Masters, had a nap, went and performed at Caroline's.
So
I was on
terrific.
Broadway last night. I made it to Broadway.
Ah, that's great. Were you with, was that Nate Bargatze? No.
Yeah, I performed with my buddy Nate.
Yeah, he's so great. Funny guy.
Extremely funny. Clean humor. Watch him on Netflix, The Comedians.
I think he was on Fallon 2 nights ago, I want to say.
He has done The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon more times than anybody else.
I want to say half a dozen, maybe? A bunch.
Yeah, at least six.
Yeah, very, very funny. Yeah. Very funny guy. Mm-hmm. This is your Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians who have autistic loved ones in our lives. I don't have autism as far as I know, but I do have a severely autistic son who's 19. Mm-hmm. And tell us about your brother, Pete.
Pete's somewhere. You know what I mean, guys? Somewhere around, I don't know, not higher on, higher? Lower? I don't know what he is. You'll hear from him soon. We're going to do another interview with Peter. We haven't had him on in a few months, so checking in with Pete coming up for my week in review, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
This week for my week in review, JJ has taken to tearing out the drywall and eating it. So that's
great.
Not good.
Fantastic new development.
So I posted a picture on my Instagram, Kirks with Comedy. You can see the drywall, and the drywall did not agree with his stomach for obvious reasons. So that was an exciting challenge this week. He's
I'm really sorry, man.
Yeah, so we had to give him some Benadryl him up. He had kind of an allergic reaction to it because in general you're not supposed to eat drywall. So that's
no.
It's not recommended.
Is he okay?
Yeah. I think he's doing okay. He's a little, the Benadryl makes him a little drowsy, but I think he's doing okay. I think he just gets bored and then he picks at everything anyway and kind of sticks it in his mouth. So that's it is what it is. What are you going to do? So we're working on that. We are putting together a new, he broke his phone again. So we use a phone, like a cheap disposable phone as an MP3 player because they don't make too many MP3 players, anymore. So you can buy a prepaid phone from T-Mobile or something for $60. Our longtime listeners know I've advocated this before, but you can buy like a $60 prepaid T-Mobile phone or AT&T phone and not activate it and then use it just for the MP3 functionality. So we're doing that right now.
And what about like getting like an iPod and putting like a crazy case on it, like a otter case or something?
We do put a good case on it. The iPods are $200, and I think I said $60, but I think the one I'm looking at right now, the latest phone is under $50. I think it's $40-something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a case, and the phones last quite a while. The phones last usually almost a year. So I still think
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good because you get a good case with those. Unlike the laptops that you can't really have a case for a laptop. So
right, and you can fit enough songs on there for them.
Yeah, it's amazing technology. I know I sound like an old man when I say this, but I remember when the first iPods came out, and you're talking about 100 songs or something. Now you can easily do that with most disposable cheap phones, almost burner phones. It's unbelievable, really. And he's a big fan of Stevie Wonder's Simply Superstitious. He likes that song.
It's a good song.
And
Bill Withers, man.
Bill Withers, yeah. What happened was he got a hold of some of my old music when this first started, and so I think he remembers those songs from his like childhood or whatever. So yeah, a lot of he likes the song Use Me quite a bit. He likes A Lovely Day. I don't know if you guys remember that song, but
a great song.
He likes a lot of ABBA. He likes a lot of Michael Jackson. He's got classic tastes for a young man.
Yeah. Awesome. That's good. My brother, I used to make him mixed compilation CDs. I should do that again.
Yeah, I think you'd like that.
I used to call them Songs for Crazy Pete.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's cute.
He was in a school play where he played a DJ called DJ Crazy Pete. And I think I made 3 or 4.
That's great.
But yeah, I should do that again. He liked music. I don't know if he listens to music anymore, but I should do that.
Yeah, can't hurt. Now, what kind of phone does he have? Does he have a cell phone?
Yeah, he's got like a flip phone.
Okay.
You know, he taught himself how to text using just the numbers, which is crazy to me. He said I taught him once, but I don't remember that. But anyway, we don't really text. Well, I'll text every once in a while, but you know.
I wonder if it's time to get him I don't know if they do this in Canada where you have almost disposable phones. But, you know, if you get the T-Mobile or the AT&T, they are GSM, which works in Canada, obviously. Not to nerd out, but...
What do you mean a disposable phone? Why would I get him a disposable
phone? Not a disposable one, but I mean, when I say disposable, I mean cheap. Like a cheap, iPhone knockoff that's like, has a touch screen, but it's not an iPhone, so it doesn't, you know, it's not $700. It's, you know, there's a brand called Blue, and they come unlocked, and they're $50. Or there's a brand called... That's what I get for my son. So I was just thinking out loud, like, I wonder if he would enjoy that now that he's figured out...
Yeah.
He knows how to T9. So I wonder if he would, you know, enjoy just the regular. It's not harder than T9. You know, it's not harder than for C press the number 2 6 times. So.
You know, he's very good with stuff. Like he would
technology.
I feel like if we got him like a cheap iPhone, he wouldn't break it or whatever. He's pretty good with keeping stuff pristine.
Yeah, I think the cheap ones you get. I see the refurbished like 5 SEs for like $200. You know, and if he takes good care of it, that's nothing.
Yeah,
you get a couple of years out of it. It's great, and
yeah,
all that to say, he could load his music on there. You could send him playlists.
That's true, and we could FaceTime and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do that next time I'm home. I'm going home next month to host that charity event thing I keep bringing up. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. That I keep bringing up. I love it.
Just find it fun to weasel in there that I'm a very good charitable person.
I think the hardest part about doing
and
charity
humble.
Work is finding a way to work it into every conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of my big talents. It's not too hard for me. I somehow find a way. Anyway,
so
I'm
funny.
Really charitable. I'm a great guy. Humble.
There's a guy out here named Matt Knutson. Very funny comic, and he has a joke about running the LA Marathon 6 times. He's like, the hardest part about running the marathon is working into every conversation.
Yeah. Well, should we interview my brother?
Yeah, let's talk to your brother. Let's talk to Pete. This is Graham's brother, Pete, and here we go.
Well, Peter, thanks for joining us on our podcast again. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Welcome.
You have some big news, right? Some big news about your new you have something new that you want to tell me about?
Well, back on Friday, April 6, 2018, I cleaned my fish tank, and then for some time back on Saturday, April 7th, 2018, our dad helped me get some more fish for my fish tank.
No, yeah, that is great. But you got a new job. Let's talk about that. That's the big news. You got a new job.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Well, I got a new job in Ottawa, so I might be hired to work at the St. Annie's Banquet Hall. It's been somewhere right beside Preston Street in Ottawa.
Great. And what are you going to do there?
I guess I might do work like cleaning up and stuff.
Awesome. And how often?
I guess I'll work from Wednesday to Thursday from the hours of 9 and 11 a.m.
Okay, great. And do you think it's going to be better for you than your old job?
Yeah, I guess it'll be better than the pylon job because I was probably rushing to my work a little bit, or maybe I was social about the past a bit too much, but I wish I didn't. But I guess when you work at a job, not always easy to focus on working some past thoughts. Won't leave you alone.
Yeah. And are you seeing that lady that helps you, that's helping you move on from your past thoughts?
Yeah, Erin Bertrand seems very nice.
Yeah? How many times have you met with her?
I only saw her for a couple of times, but I'm going to be having my third session appointment time with her for when 5 p.m. can come right along on Monday, April 23rd, 2018.
That's terrific. And do you think it's helping?
What?
Do you think that she's helping?
I think so.
Yeah. So you think that you are thinking less about the past than you were before?
I guess so. Well, I sometimes hope so.
Yeah. Everyone works on it. Kirk has trouble with that, and he's working on it, right, Kirk?
That's true. I think that's part of the human experience, trying not to relive
Graham,
those past negatives. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pete.
Doesn't Kirk ever think about school stuff like I used to, or not really?
You ask him. Ask Kirk.
Yeah.
Did you ever have some thoughts like school stuff on your mind, or not really?
Sometimes I think about, I went to 8 different schools, so I was always the new kid.
Wow.
So I was kind of picked on
a
little bit.
You were always what?
I went to 8 different schools, so I was always the new guy. So I had to constantly try to fit in. So that was kind of hard sometimes. I had some people pick on me, a little bit of bullying.
So when you first got to school, are you saying when you first got to school as a new student, kids made fun of you?
Yeah, of course, because I was the new guy. So you don't have any friends when you're the new guy, and you don't have a network of support, and you don't have, you're an easy target. So, yeah, I was picked on. Yeah. So sometimes I think about those things, but, I try to make new memories, new things that I'm excited about, whether it's sports or new friends, or I think that's a key. Try to keep living your life and making new fun memories, maybe for you, maybe bowling. Or are you still doing any bowling?
Well, I'm not sure, but I guess I like to bowl a little bit, but I guess sometimes it's hard to get into playing sports. You don't think you'll have time to get into them.
You have time. We need to talk about mom and dad about that, but you need to do another activity like that. Because you have a lot of free time.
I think it's fun to fill your days with, you know, activities. Graham was telling me the last time you guys bowled that you beat him. And so you're obviously good at it. So I think it could be fun. Maybe you join a league and make some friends.
Well, I might like to have friends once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it might be good to go bowling and so you can meet new friends.
Yeah, that could be nice.
I guess so.
Remember we talked about asking your friend to see if he wanted to go for a movie? Did you do that?
Not sure.
Yeah. Well, you should ask. You should ask. We'll set a time. We'll write an email. But is there anything you're excited about coming up?
Well, I'm just glad to have myself back in my apartment.
Yeah, you were away for a long time. Must be nice to have your place back. You got your fish. That's great.
And a new job. I'd
turn around to bug me if I was in their home, but I guess I like to be in my apartment more often, be in their home.
Yeah. Well, Peter, do you have any questions for us?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us, Peter. It was really nice. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, but I like to ask questions a little bit, but I can't ask the kinds that might become very rude.
Well, you could ask us questions. We're tough. Don't worry about it. You can't think of anything? That's okay.
No pressure,
well, Peter,
buddy. Congratulations on your job. I'm really excited for you.
Peter?
Yeah?
Kirk just said something to you.
Yeah, what was it you said, Kirk?
Sorry, I think we have a bad connection. I was saying, congratulations on your new job, Peter. I'm really excited for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Pete. That was Peter K., my little brother. Thanks for being on again, Peter.
Bye.
Bye.
That was great. He's doing great.
He's doing pretty well. My favorite part about it was we were like, hey, what's the big, you got some big news. He's like, I got new fish.
I heard that.
No, man.
And he gave us the date, too. I love it.
The job. He's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Well, but in all honesty, though, who's more excited about a new job than you are about a new pet?
I got to agree. I got to agree. Work still work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was interesting, too, that to hear him surprised that I was bullied, because I think it's kind of a thing. It's not, you know, strictly reserved for people with autism. Other people get bullied too. I mean,
oh yes, I was.
Yeah. You were?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Hockey camp?
No, in just regular high school.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I went to 3 high schools, so I was always the new guy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
8 schools, 3 high schools. That's probably why you're funny though.
Probably. Yeah.
A little bit of a defense mechanism.
I was always funny.
I think it helps you hone it a little bit, that's all.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, no, he loves some good Schadenfreude, my brother. He loves to find out when other people have pain. He's like, "You too? Great."
I know, but I think it's good. I think it unites us and it makes you feel less alone and makes you feel like
100%.
Okay.
I get it. He feels less like on an island.
This is like part of growing up. People sometimes have bad experiences, and then let's try to replace those with good experiences.
I guarantee, Kirk, next time I talk to him, this is a Graham K guarantee that Peter is going to go, so Kirk was bullied, huh? he'll bring it up. So you think he was bullied too? I'm like, yeah, I do. But it's good to talk to Pete. Good to check in with Pete. I'm glad he's got a new job. He's got new fish. You know, they'll be dead in a week. And, you know, he's back at it. He's back in the apartment, back in the kill zone.
Back in the action.
Yeah, back in the fish murder zone. And, yeah, that apartment is it's the Ted Bundy place for fish. But. He's in good spirits. He's on the up and up. He's seeing a therapist. He's got a new job. Got new pets. He's doing better than all of us.
That's great.
Should we go into the news?
What's in the news? This is in Spectrum, spectrumnews.org. Loss of autism gene makes mice sensitive to pain.
Kirk, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
What is Spectrum News? Is it about the autism spectrum?
Yeah, it's a website. And, yeah.
Okay. It's the first article I've seen from that we've read. Is that true?
No, we've done a few. This is they call themselves the leading source of news and expert opinion on autism research.
Okay.
So, yeah. Funding for Spectrum comes from the Simon Foundation for Autism Research Initiative. And our team is editorially independent. That's how they pitch themselves.
All right, well, yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't remember them. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so that was the title. The article's, I'm going to jump into the article. Mice lacking CNTNAP2, a gene strongly linked to autism, are acutely sensitive to pain, according to the new study. Loss of the gene makes some of their sensory neurons unusually excitable. This findings may help explain the low pain threshold seen in some people with autism. They point to an origin for this pain in the periphery sensory neurons, such as those in the skin. Well, the reason I thought this was interesting is because we had this when we lived in Sweden 10 years, more than that, 15 years ago. JJ used to run outside in the snow naked and barefoot. And if you did not go get him, he would not come back. He was impervious to the cold. He would never come back in like, oh, I'm cold. He's running around barefoot in the snow. And it was cold.
Because he had a higher pain threshold.
Right. So we're going to get to that part. So,
right.
I think this is a quote here from lead investigator John Dawes. I think this says the autism field that more focus on the periphery nervous system might be useful in future research. The result jibes with a report from other autism genes, including SHANK3 and MECP2, perform important functions in the periphery neuron systems, such as touch. My slacking, CNTNAP2, a gene strongly associated with autism, are acutely sensitive to pain, according to a new study. The loss of the gene makes some of their sensory neurons unusually excitable. The findings may help explain the low pain threshold seen in some people with autism. They point to an origin for this pain as the periphery sensory neurons, such as those in the skin. John Dawes is the lead investigator, says, I think this says to the autism field that more focus on the peripheral nervous system might be useful in terms of future research. And I'm going to jump down to the end of how this works. Okay, here we go. The findings, which appeared in the February 21st issue of Neuron, suggest that loss of CNTNAP2 and CASPR2 leads to pain hypersensitivity by decreasing the number of KV1 channels, leading to unchecked neural activity. This is interesting. This makes me think that I feel like additional research is needed, because the more research we do into this, it seems like this the spectrum is so wide that there's people suffering from different things. Because like my son had a super high tolerance to pain. Like I remember him going outside and not feeling the cold when we lived in Sweden. He would just run around naked, barefoot. You'd have to go get him because he was immune to the cold, it seemed like.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if my brother has high tolerance to pain as well. The heat and cold do not bother my brother. If it's an abnormally warm day in the winter, but the calendar hasn't switched over to spring yet, he will wear a winter jacket and he'll take off his winter jacket and be drenched in sweat. He'll be like, Peter, why don't you wear, it's warm out, you have to wear a spring jacket. And he goes, it's winter.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, and vice versa. If it's spring and then it's a cold snap, he'll have this like light windbreaker on and it'll be like freezing out. And you're like, aren't you cold? He's like, but it's spring. And he like took the bus and took him like an hour to, you know, to get to my parents' house or however long. It just doesn't hurt him.
Well, we've been
there are points, you know, like this may be, they're saying it sort of correlates to sort of sensory overload as well, you know, and he certainly has that. He certainly, there have been times when he's been hurt, like physically, like without cold or heat, where he's been crying more than I thought he should. And I'm wondering if he does have a lower pain tolerance.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I just think it's like so different for each kid, because my son's the other way. Like I remember when he was like not even eight. He was probably 3 or 4. He used to like to balance on this rock wall, and we tried to get him to stop doing it all the time, but he would sneak out of the house and go bounce the rock wall. Well, one day he fell on his arm, and he came inside, and he was kind of fussing, but not really crying, and he was holding his arm in a weird way. And then I looked closely, and his arm was clearly as a double fracture right in his forearm, and his wrist and hand were hanging down at a weird angle, and he's not really crying. And I was like, well, and then I could see, you know, he's kind of like fussy, he's kind of holding it a little bit, but like, it's like, you know, when you see a dog and his leg's broken, it's pointing the wrong direction, it's like that. And you're like, what are you doing? So like, yeah. Rushed him to the hospital, and yeah, I just think that I think that the spectrum is so varied in its symptoms that I think the research is very important.
Well, you know, research is definitely very important, but unfortunately this article is maybe more confused than when I started.
Well, send us your letters, guys. So tell us your experiences.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear from you guys what your experiences are personally or with your loved ones as far as pain,
especially
thresholds.
On this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Graham, tell us about your social media. What do you got going on?
Oh, same old stuff. Oh, comedybythegraham.com. You can, you know, there's a link to buy my album that I recorded a few years ago.
Nice.
Thinking of recording a new one this summer.
That's great.
Excited about that. Going to record it in New York City. And then also, I'm at Mr. Graham K on Twitter. Got a new Twitter handle, and I am at Instagram K on Instagram. I switched it again, and I'm not switching it anymore.
Famous last words.
Again. Yeah, I'm not switching it till the end of the internet. I'm not switching. I won't do it. I'm not switching. I can't do it.
Famous last words.
These are two handles that aren't confusing. They're the least confusing and the most memorable. Mr. Graham K on Twitter and Instagram K on Instagram. I'd love a follow. I would love it to follow. And would you please give us a review and and you could even write one on iTunes for this podcast. And also, why not donate? It's very fun to donate. It makes you feel good. You can brag to your friends that you're doing charitable work like I brag. If you go to patreon.com/autastic, you can donate as little as $1 an episode. We are professionals, and believe it or not, and it takes time and it would really help us. And Kirk needs it. Kirk needs it really bad. So think of Kirk, and
that's
we appreciate it. And then $5, if you donate $5, all our $5 donators, patrons, they get a gift package in the mail. We mail you something with love, and it's got a gift package. Very fun stuff. All what you get in the mail is on the Patreon. When you donate, you can see what you get. Or you can just mail us cold hard cash.
You're a lunatic, guys. You can hit me up on Instagram is is Instagram for funerals, but mine's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Kirk Smith Comedy. I'm in British Columbia this week for a few things, and then I got a few tapings coming up in LA. May 12th, I'm going to try to record an album out here in Los Angeles. If you're in the Los Angeles area, please come out. And I think that's it, guys. You can see pictures of JJ on my Instagram today eating the tearing out the drywall.
Oh.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.